This is Deepak, and I am leaving a message for Alice, Ray, Matt, Eric. We are towards the end of the course, Infinite Possibilities in Sedona, and have had a wonderful time with Alice and Steve and many other very interesting people. Sasha Bass, Tommy, Alice's friends, Punacha, and many others. It's been a great course. However, I'm feeling a little psychologically drained, emotionally drained, which is very unusual for me. And I am going to take the next 2-3 days to incubate and get in touch with my core being and my inner silence. But I would like to leave a message to all of you, just citing the chronology of events in the last 2 years. So about 2 years ago, I met Matt and Avatar primarily because we were all interested in consciousness and healing. And we thought they might be interested in Jio. As it turned out, Matt was interested in investing in the Chopra Center and Jio at the same time. So about 8 months later, in January, we met again, and Matt came up with an evaluation of $16 million for the Chopra Center activities and assets. I, of course, accepted it, and then we passed it on to Howard and Charlie. There was some resistance there. Howard wanted 18. And then, of course, Eric got involved and Ray got involved. And as a result of further evaluation of the Chopra Center assets, the valuation came down to 12, and I accepted that as well. At the same time, all through this period, Matt had reassured me that Jio was going to be integrated into the Chopra Center. And even though I had offers initially from Sonia Jones and then from other people, including Naveen and many others that I can name if needed, I basically told everyone Jio was not for sale, but we would be happy to work with them, white label products and services for them, etc., do B2B. But we held them at bay, and now we're in a situation where the value of Jio is being questioned, and of course I've been asked to hand over all my IPs, past, present, and future, for exploitation by the new partnership, and I've accepted that too. Furthermore, I was getting a salary, which basically is less than, I was getting a salary for a month, which is less than what I get for a day outside of the Chopra Center. But I'm a hard worker. I work 24/7. I'm passionate about everything I do. And I accepted the reduction in salary as well till things got better. So I have been basically accepting everything that has been proposed. But I am now at a place where I'm questioning the wisdom of moving forward when we have such disparate views on our vision. I have expressed my vision now more than once. Matt has responded, but I have not heard a clear vision from anyone in the Chopra global team about why it is that we all want to partner and what it is that we want to achieve. What is this new partnership all about? And so I am just wondering if we're in the right place to move forward. You know, the worst situation is to stop everything, for me to figure out how to return the monies that I've accepted from investors and lenders, and I take responsibility for that. And then I could go get valuations for both Jio, Chopra Center and Brand, and just get rid of the whole thing and, you know, just do what I'm good at, which is give people knowledge and wisdom that will change their lives and has changed my life. I have always had a small group of people that I work with that are not motivated by money or by business, and that's partly been our downfall, in a sense that, you know, the people I work with are wedded to an idea or a vision or a person, and they're willing to dedicate their life for that. Totally. Poonacha is one of those people. Steve Nelson is also a similar person. And that's me as well. I'm willing to dedicate my life totally, 24/7, to a vision, to an idea, and to a goal, which always has been 1 billion people for maximum impact, for a more peaceful, just, sustainable, healthier, and joyful world. So we have several issues right now. One is the Chopra Center, which is losing money, and where we are spending all our energy on with incompetent people, incompetent management, incompetent CEO. Two, technology. Our technology is broken down. At the same time, we have been led to believe that Jio is not the right technology to service everything that the Chopra Center does. Believe me, it is. The assessment you have gotten is from people who know nothing about technology and also know nothing about the domain or the ecosystem or the who the players are in this industry. But we are in a situation where the technology is being questioned. We're in a situation where we are basically holding everybody in suspense in a holding pattern, including our investors. We're in a situation where Chopra Center can offer the 5 courses very efficiently and make a profit, but it's still trying to mentor the 80 plus, 90 plus, 100 plus employees that are used to a very cushy lifestyle. So I think whatever we're doing is not working. And I would suggest that we take a couple of days, 3-4 days this week. I'll send the plan along on Thursday that I feel is workable. But then if it's a headache for everyone, you know, this is my life, 100% of it. I'm sure everyone receiving this message has a life where they are dedicating their energy to a vision, to a mission, to a business. For all of you on this listening to this message, this is probably less than 5% of where your interest is. So what to do? My friends, I love you a lot, but I don't think whatever we're doing is working, and we need to reevaluate everything. It's in a way a little sad that at the end of in the final chapters of my life, I have to start worrying about my salary and what will happen to the brand or the legacy. But then in the end, all of that is not important. It's just human constructs, and I don't want to be bamboozled by them. I value my freedom and my ability to express my joy in a way that serves people. And that's true of all of you. And so let's figure out, do we want to move forward together? Or you just tell me, Deepak, you're too much of a headache, you're a pain in the ass, and we don't want to be involved. But do know that at 72 years of age, it's not likely that any one of us is changing. Okay, it's not likely that Ray is going to change the way he has so successfully created his businesses and also become a leader in the field of chronic health and leading now WHO in this magnificent effort. No way that any one of us is going to change our attitude or the way we see things. So I am saying to all of you, I'm feeling very vulnerable at the moment. I do not know how to proceed, but I have confidence that if there is love in my heart and a desire to serve, and if I can be with people on a day-to-day basis that I totally trust, that I feel are competent, that are not motivated by greed or money, that are not counting their hours, that are willing to sacrifice their life for an idea, a vision, and even a person because they believe in him or her, then I would like to work with such people and have my trust in them, because even if we don't achieve our goals, we'll have a wonderful time in the journey. Okay, I know that this message may be tedious and tiring to some of you, but I needed to send it. Love everyone, and I will continue to dedicate my life for maximum impact wherever this business goes or does not go. I'm not attached either to the business or to the Institute. I thought these were great ideas, and I thought we had the resources and the team, and maybe that's true, or maybe that is asking for too much. Love you, and all the best.